Hey everybody, Shane Presley here with Rock Paper Podcast. I want to welcome Prosperity Counseling and Wellness to the show. They are a local St. Louis-based therapy practice that specializes in substance abuse and general counseling. They offer group and individual therapy that is tailored to meet your needs. If you or a loved one is struggling with substance abuse or just feels like they need support, contact Prosperity Counseling and Wellness at 636-515-1230. You can find more information at their website at prosperitystl.com. If you're struggling out there or need somebody to talk to, reach out. Prosperity Counseling and Wellness, right here in St. Louis. Hey everybody, this is Shane Presley here with Rock Paper Podcast. I want to tell you about my friends over at Music Record Shop. Find them right here in St. Louis, Missouri, in the Grand Center area, in the Dot Zack building. Go over, check it out, come by and visit them. You can go by or visit online, shop 24/7 at musicrecordshop.com. Be sure to follow along with Music Record Shop on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. They're giving away tickets and records and all kinds of fun stuff throughout the day. So get involved, shop local, support local business. They got a lot of cool stuff going on. So you can also reach out if you have a local band you want to get your records on the shelf over there. Reach out and see how you can make that happen. Again, musicrecordshop.com. This episode of Rock Paper Podcast is brought to you by Gigabit Rocks. Check it all out at gigabitrocks.com. They're one of the best online tools for meeting artists regionally and nationwide, and they want to help you plan your next tour. It's essentially a great tool for networking and linking up with artists all over the country, and then they can help you pack your next show in their city. So reach out on gigabitrocks.com. Check them all out on your social media, your Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And whether you want a gigabit more or a gigabit less, one thing's for sure, Gigabit Rocks.
Podcast is kind of like it's like a radio show that's not on the radio. It's on the internet. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's also like my mom. It makes it sound more confusing, doesn't it? It sounds like this.
Hi, I'm Vince, and I play guitar and I sing.
I'm Kevin, and I play second percussion in Morning Mountain.
I'm Nick, and I play primary percussion in Morning Mountain.
I'm Chris, and I play bass in Morning Mountain.
I'm Amber, I sing in Morning Mountain.
If you're listening to Rock Paper Podcast... Travis is not here.
AKA Batman. Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast, y'all. Hey, everybody. Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast, coming to you from St. Louis, Missouri, hanging out today with Morning Mountain. Welcome to the show, everybody.
Hello, hello.
Hey, hello. This is exciting stuff. Took a little road trip out here. It's like a pretty good haul for me.
10 minutes away.
Yeah.
Not quite St. Louis.
It's a beautiful lake. It is a beautiful lake.
But yeah.
It is, yeah.
It's really neat, though. I'm getting excited to... I start a lot of shows this way, but it's true, and it's a lot of fun for me to, like, just kind of constantly be discovering more new music coming out of our town and stuff. I know this is a greater St. Louis area and stuff, but I mean, we all call St. Louis home, I think, for the most part. So, but yeah, man, it's just like, it's cool. Just like I've been doing a lot of these. Like, it's our first time getting to meet all, you know, and stuff. And like, it's just fun to, like I said, to be a part of this and to be able to kind of document all this stuff going on in our town. So,
absolutely.
Yeah. To be a part of it.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, for real.
So tell me, I mean, where does Morning Mountain get started? You guys, it's pretty new group, right? As this lineup and stuff?
Kind of, yes. That's this lineup. Yeah. The name.
The name
is very new. We felt it necessary to change the name after, well, it's just been a really big journey, I guess.
Sure.
I started like a year and a half with literally just me, and then did one show, and then this guy Kevin, by the way, because you can't hear me or you can't see me, joined me, and he started playing percussion. And then we gained this guy named Noodle, who played cello for a little bit. And then between then, we've gotten Nick on drums, actual kit drums. And then we got, who was next? Travis was next. He just left, butthead. and then we got Chris on bass, and now we have Amber on secondary vocals. Which,
yeah.
Six piece.
How'd we decide on Morning Mountain?
Pieces of paper.
Yep.
Writing
yep.
down, outside,
yep.
table.
Yeah, we went all technical with it. Like, we came up with like six or seven different names and then literally voted on it, like with pieces of paper.
It was like Survivor, kind of.
Yeah, yeah. Voting it off the island. Everybody picked two, two of their favorite names, and Morning Mountain just overcame everything else. Nice. So.
Yeah. I kind of went through a similar thing. Like, when we named this show, me and my buddy Chris started it together, and, like, you know, we threw a bunch of names out there, and we ended up putting it on Facebook and kind of letting our friends help us out, and Rock Paper Podcast was, like, the runaway winner. Like, everybody picked that, and we're like, hey, there it is.
That's interesting.
It's organic, you know? It's like,
it's
so,
got a good ring to it.
Right. Yeah. I remember the first time I heard it, I was like, it seems like I've been hearing this for more than just this time.
How many episodes are there? 400 and what?
At the time we were recording this, 480 went out, so.
Oh, nice. Damn.
Yeah, there's
awesome.
A lot of them out there
now. Episodes. Yeah.
I've been at for like just over 3.5 years or something like that now.
Yeah.
So,
oh, yeah.
Yeah. But I was thinking when I read Morning Mountain, in my brain, what I hear is like, you know, like the country, like Morning Mountain. You know, like
Good morning, Mountain.
Yeah, so yeah. That's how I picture it. You guys walking out and saying hi to the good morning to the mountain.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Hell yeah!
Like catch me places shouting howdy. Happens more often.
it's cool because we kind of. Getting to know each other, and we kind of hung out, and we did a little jam session here, and a little live in the living room acoustic thing. It was really a lot of fun, and sounded incredible. And when I walked up, you guys were telling me you don't really do a lot of acoustic stuff, so.
Mm-mm.
No, I said, we started
they
out
started,
doing
yeah,
that, but,
that
and,
yeah.
but since
yeah.
we've been, since we've been a, honestly a four-piece, we stopped doing so much acoustic work, really,
yeah.
so.
Yeah, we spent about a year and a half just hand percussion, guitar,
yep.
and cello, and
yeah,
I just decided to expand on.
Sure. Well, I think obviously a full electric, you know, set is all, you know, it's always fun, but like
that's always the goal.
Yeah, but I love like the stripped down like this whole thing, like this is really cool. Like this could be something here too. Like, and it's just fun to see that. That other side of it, the dynamic of it, to where you know, seeing you guys actually working out these arrangements and making it work
right.
in this type of setting and stuff. So
I think either electric or like acoustic, they're awesome anyway.
Yeah.
They friggin' rock it.
Yeah, it was cool. And then like,
and
we
do too.
Well, yeah. Oh yeah, I got a very good instrument. It's my voice.
We're trying to get her on the Glockenspiel and the ukulele.
Yeah.
She's
yeah.
been working with the Glockenspiel lately, which is, yeah.
It sounded good last Thursday.
Yeah.
Yeah, it did. That was really cool. Like everybody here is great at, what is that word? Just going on the fly, honestly. Like I said, like, before you got here, we literally practiced all together for the first time as an acoustic thing, just like 30 minutes before you showed up.
Yeah, that's incredible. I mean, like, I don't know. You guys are obviously just pros. You've been doing it for a long time, but like, but it's just like that's the whole thing. Like for me, like I'm not a musician, so like hearing that kind of stuff, like you guys throw this together in half an hour and it sounded that good, like it just blows my mind. You know, that's what I'm so.
Thank you.
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
so it was cool. So we, like I said, we played some tunes. Let's talk about some of these. We had first up, Making Hands, which You want to share any stories around this tune?
That was a song that I wrote a long time ago, like probably 3 years ago.
Was it on Care?
It is on Care. Yeah, I have a different album that I released by myself, and it's on there. But that's one of the ones that were actually
Chris recorded it.
Chris recorded it.
And Kevin's on the entire album.
Ooh, yeah, please. By the way, sorry. We're gonna drink some alky.
Got some beverages.
Awesome, thank you.
The best. this guy.
Yeah. But yeah, it was like I wrote it like 3.5 years ago, 3 years, something like that. And
I don't usually.
In my basement. I don't know. It's not that. It was actually. I usually write from experience, but this is literally the only one that I wrote out of just like storytelling, I guess.
You're right.
Honestly. Like, I. Yeah, there's nothing behind that one at all except for. I just really like the song and I really like the way that it sounded. So,
yeah, I remember the first time I heard you, I was like, man.
Oh my god, wait a second, I wrote it on that little tiny toy guitar.
Yeah, you did.
that first student guitar or whatever. I brought it at a garage sale for like $1 or something.
Child.
It's basically a ukulele.
It's pretty much a ukulele. Yeah, and I even put nylon strings on it, so it was basically a ukulele.
Yeah.
But it was tuned up to, instead of E standard, it was G standard, so. But, yeah, it was pretty much a ukulele.
This band's gone through a lot of transitions lately.
I agree.
Yep.
A lot of new instruments as of late, yes.
New members, new instruments.
Guys,
we're about to have a new album. We're going to start recording.
Yeah, we are.
Yep.
Sometime this week or maybe the beginning of next week, depending on what we all agree upon.
Probably next week.
Next week? Okay.
Get her started.
Well, I don't really drink much, but it's a celebration, so we'll... I'll cheers to you guys to Morning Mountain. Got some ice cold Fireball.
This is the way. Cheers. This is what we do.
Someone's got to do it.
Tastes like red hot.
Yep.
Everybody
big
knows
red,
Fireball,
big red.
But
big red,
the original cinnamon whiskey was hot damn. That shit was disgusting.
Hot damn. 100 proof.
I do remember that.
It's
like technically a knockoff.
The candies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like me some candies.
Kevin Candyman.
Yeah, I think after I was old enough to buy my own alcohol, I never, ever tasted that again.
Same. I never seen it again.
Kind of talking, you said mentioned you guys are recording, working on the debut album,
right?
And,
definitely of this group right now, sure.
So is that you thinking that is that Making Hands making going to be
it is
recut
yeah.
for the new album?
Yes, it is. Yeah, like a lot of these songs have really evolved, and we still play like 3 or 4 of the other songs, maybe 5. I'm not really sure, but off of my old album, but. They've really, really changed a lot since then. There's been parts added, parts cut.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even... Yeah,
it's
I don't
more
know.
More of a collective
it,
now.
Yes, it is.
Right.
Very.
I mean, that's. I think that's, like, as a fan of music, and like especially singer-songwriters, it's just fun to hear, like, the evolution of a song like that. Hearing it from, you know, starting it on an acoustic guitar, and then hearing it, you know, maybe the big, you know, on the record, a big live arrangement on it, and then hearing it maybe live, and it sounds even different than the record, you know, and it, like a song constantly evolving and stuff, and like, which is, I was thinking too when you were saying all that too, like, I'm a big fan of The Urge, and I got to be a part of their live record when Receiving the Gift of Flavor turned 20 years old, they... Instead of just like re-releasing it, like the same studio album, they went and recut the whole album live.
That's awesome!
And they invited they did a Kickstarter crowdfunding thing for it, and like one of the perks was to be a part of the taping, and they had this like old church that they set up and they jammed in there, they you know fed us and all this stuff, and I got to be a part of that but it was really cool.
Awesome.
It was a really cool experience. But you know, Steve was saying, you know, 20 years later, these songs. They've tweaked them. You know, they're different. They're not the same as when they play them live now. They don't play them the same as they did 20 years ago when they cut it. So, you know, it's just cool to hear that the songs are still evolving 20 years later and stuff. So,
And I'm sure ours will too.
Yeah.
Honestly, I feel pretty solid about these 6 people or 5 people that I have right now. Like,
it's pretty
I feel like we're all gonna stay here for at least. At least a couple years. I'm not even gonna jinx that. Anyways,
don't
worry. Knock on the wood. Yeah, don't knock on it too hard though. That's where the is.
Pretend to knock.
All right.
Yeah.
We got High and Dry also.
High and Dry is brand new. Actually,
yeah.
Well, not brand new. Like 2 or 3 months old, I guess. But it's definitely one of the newer ones. That was one that actually Travis wrote. He wrote the guitar part, basically, and then we wrote everything else around it, which was
Is that
his little brain?
It's pretty groovy.
Do you guys have like I mean, does that kind of come together in all kinds of different ways?
Yeah, it does, yeah, actually. Right? Lately, it's been Travis coming up with a part, and then I'll just write, like, the last, like, two or three songs, actually. But, and then, like, sometimes it'll be literally just me writing it on an acoustic guitar and then sharing it with everybody, and then people, you know... It used to be them, everybody just kind of following along, but now we're actually, like, more kind of conscious as a band, I guess, and we,
basically,
you know, like, people actually write their own parts for it instead of, like, oh, this is a G, this is an A, you know. But, yeah.
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 Yeah, that one is...
Everybody sprinkles their magic on it.
Right. Yeah.
Thank you.
Do you guys...
all different flavors.
Sure. Yeah, man.
For sure.
Yeah. Well, I think that's what makes it what it is. I mean, like, you know, it's like everybody's got to have their voice in it and stuff, so...
Right,
whether, exactly, whether it's yeah. drums or guitar or whatever, you know, whatever you're playing, like, you all want to bring your own take to the song.
And two voices.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. We got two voices now.
Yeah, man. but, yeah, that's cool. So like I said, these sounded really great. I'm excited to hear what they sound like in the studio, too. And
you know what? Me, too.
you guys, is that something we're thinking 2017 still, or 2018 release, or what are we looking at, you think?
I don't really know yet.
I don't know.
Kind of early stages.
It could get released, you know,
October,
really late.
I'd say...
I feel like the
beginning
of 2018.
One-third
of
the way through next year.
Oh.
And we're going to be on.
Yeah.
You think it'll take that long? I mean, yeah. Honestly, before... Or
if you're trying,
until,
to, get, if you're trying
you know,
to get it right, I'd say...
Sure.
Yeah, it's a really good album.
Yeah,
February. Honestly, when me and you and Chris, when me and you recorded that first one,
mm-hmm.
we started like I had all the songs written out and everything except for one, but
mm-hmm.
But all of them were yeah they it was what was it 12 songs? Or
it was
12 songs.
And then 12.
Yeah. What?
I think it was 11 and then 12.
Well, anyways, I think there's 13 tracks is all together. A couple of there's like spoken word, but anyways, yeah, that one took like, and it was really simple too. It was just me and a guitar and
right.
a tom, a floor tom, just me banging on a floor tom, and that took like, what, like 3 months probably.
Well, we did add a few things here and there, little electric
yeah.
parts, a few little things,
a lot
of harmonies too.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
two, at least two, sometimes three part harmonies.
Right.
Sure.
But yeah, that even that took yeah like 3 months. So okay, mm-hmm. maybe
yeah.
you guys are right. Maybe it'll take a bit.
You never know. I'm setting a date.
Huh?
Right.
You're setting a date. Don't you dare.
I got my calendar out
pressured.
Right now.
I don't
nope.
want to be pressured. I'm pressured enough.
Don't drop that bomb.
Yeah. Well, that would like I said, that'd be cool, real cool to get this you know debut out there and let the world hear it, man. So.
Yeah.
Hopefully it won't be too long, but yeah, no sense in rushing it. And I think that what they some kind of saying like that, and they're like they say you got like forever to make your first album, and then like, but then after that, like that's
like,
when,
yeah,
yeah,
like every year, every 2 years.
Yeah,
yeah.
Afterwards, everybody wants to, and then they got to hurry up and
more.
Crank it out. Yeah, so
yeah,
but
I'm ready.
Well, I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Big SpongeBob fans.
Oh yeah,
here, I guess.
Yeah.
Me and my wife just recently bought the like first 100 episode box set thing.
Oh
and
yes,
damn.
We
okay.
knocked out like a whole bunch of them one night. Just sat there like just cracking up watching that.
I've been watching SpongeBob since literally I remember it was the first time that I woke up on a Saturday because I'm not a morning person and I never have been. I actually woke up at 9 a.m. on a Saturday to watch the first three episodes of SpongeBob, and it's weird for me, okay?
Yeah. Change your life.
Are people right. really yelling SpongeBob at the arch? SpongeBob quotes? This is one thing I've
yeah.
wanted to know.
I hope so.
Scrolling through Facebook, you see all the
see you say
leedle-leedle-leedle-leedle
like
yeah.
like Patrick.
Three things at the arch.
Right.
All right. Yeah, that's like, I thought, well, originally we had, like, the fake events, like Vanilla Ice at
War
Ted Drew's
at Walmart.
Yeah,
Ted Drew's.
Yeah.
Like and then, yeah.
Pantera at Walmart.
Yeah.
Right. And now we got the
Justin
events.
Yeah, I really hope that somebody would shoot, at least
like
show up
Nickelback at Payless.
I mean, now,
yeah.
Now we have
that's
to.
The one that I...
All right.
Yeah.
I said I was going to it.
There's the new one that came out, Steal All of Iowa's Corn. And then there's
yeah.
like then there's like
yeah.
rebuttals. Like, steal all of Iowa's corn, and then, like,
protect.
Put yeah, put signs up to deter the people from coming and stealing all of our corn.
And,
well, great. Some, I, you know, I saw somebody actually really do well with that. I don't remember his name, but this comedian made up an event like that, like, you know, whatever it was, the fake event, and got a ton of people RSVP'd to it. And then he changed the name to this is my album recording. Like, so he had all these people, hit everybody's attention then on the event, you know, obviously, like, because it was a whatever kind of false bait and switch kind of thing. Yep. But, like,
yeah. That's a really good idea.
Yeah. I don't know that it worked, you know, like, I don't know if I'm sure everybody was like, no, fuck this guy, you know, now. But, you know, it was like that whole thing. Like, it was a pretty good idea to get everybody's attention on your event, you know, and then, of course, the change it. Oh, this is my album recording, OPC there, or something like that. And so.
That's really smart, honestly.
Yeah, no.
Except for when you get people that are, you know, out of state, and obviously they're not going to go. Like,
right.
If it gains, like, more popularity than you think, I guess.
Right, maybe they heard your name now, though, you know, whatever. Maybe you never know where it's going to take off, but...
That's true.
Something, so... I thought it was pretty clever, but, you know, I don't, like I said, who knows, it could have backfired big time, but... so...
more people...
I'm going to try that now.
Yeah, it's just funny to...
Everybody's going to know you're going to try it.
Right.
vacuum all the water out of Mississippi River.
There you go.
Bring it, and then there could be a rebuttal. Bring buckets to help put the water back into Mississippi.
And it begins.
Exactly.
Well, we do have a big show coming up. You guys will be at we're in Festus, Missouri, at Main Street Bistro. And Espresso, is that right?
Espresso Bar, yeah.
Recently changed names?
Yeah, it used to be, what was it used to be called?
Main Street Music Club Bar. And Coffee
Music
Bar.
Club and Coffee Bar, that's what it was, yeah. And they always continue with the, like, gigantic names. Like, dude, just, like, two words.
Right. Coffee shop.
Yeah.
That's what I call it.
We just call it the coffee shop.
Yeah.
It's a rad place, though.
It's got a lot of
really sounds great there.
You know what's funny is there's another coffee shop wanting to, be built right next to it.
Yeah, posh.
After we already have one, they want to make another one.
I feel like that should be illegal or something.
Yeah.
Like, we shouldn't be able to build or do the same kind of business, like, at least a block from each other.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
Hey, it's like Walmart and CVS, or Walgreens and CVS.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I always laugh when they're, like, across the corner from each other. It's like,
right.
You know, I'm like... Bring it on.
Yeah.
That's
bullshit.
I was going to say, I always like a little competition.
Yeah.
Try
a little
harder.
Exactly.
That's true. We got the music, though, at the coffee shop.
Right.
So.
Keep things fresh. Like,
keep things fresh and
put
so
a little
clean.
Fire under your ass.
So fresh
that's
so
what you're trying to drop, like, pots of coffee. Like, keep fresh pots of coffee.
It puts,
puts a little fire under your ass. That's why you're trying to drop a album date.
Right.
Yeah, right.
Trying to push us.
Get out of here with that shit.
So, you're like, I'm going to say it. So, you guys will be there October 28th.
Nice. Yeah, so we're playing with Sunset Oklahoma, which is Kevin's. He's also in that group, actually.
Nice.
Yeah, plays drums for that one. Yeah, it's going to be on the 28th, and, there's also a thing going, I know this sounds stupid, but, I mean, hey, it might be worth it. If you dress up, you get $1 off beers all night, you could save.
It seems totally worth it.
That's what I mean. Yeah, $5 cover.
Some people would say
I'd
dress up every day.
What's that? What'd you say?
Some people would say I dress up every day.
Yeah, you pretty much do, honestly. Like, he wears... this guy.
You don't need to entice me to
just
dress.
Wears, like, leather vests and suspenders. Like, on no occasion. Just, like...
Foxtail?
Yeah, probably.
If anybody could rock anything, it
would
be...
Right,
I'll try.
Yeah, there should be a really good show. It's actually a Halloween show. Sunset's supposed
spooky.
To be... You guys are playing an actual Rocky Horror Picture Show song, right?
No, yeah, we'll do a few.
Yeah, a few?
Yeah.
Oh, Rex was saying only one, but... okay.
No.
A few. All right. I feel like we should have learned a couple of Halloween songs or something to do, but honestly, we're still getting our shit together, so...
We're gonna be dressed for Halloween, so...
Yeah.
That's a surprise.
Yeah, okay.
Dressing,
You caught me from saying something, actually.
The whole... Is it a theme, or everybody dressing up by
themselves? It's not a theme.
It's
a...
Surprise.
Yeah.
wait, are we keeping it
that
a surprise?
Yeah.
Not to say we're
gonna
We're not gonna try to start anything apparently.
Not to
I gotta come to the show and see the surprise.
I'm doing a Halloween party on the 27th, and I still gotta figure out what I'm gonna be at. Last year I was Macho Man Randy Savage, and and I threw some gems at everybody. So
yeah. Oh my god, that's amazing! I remember those commercials from the 90s. Yeah,
that's amazing.
Holy shit!
So yeah, I had a since it's Halloween, I figured I'd do some trick or treating, and I had a bag of Slim Jims, and I was throwing them out to everybody.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I love pro wrestling.
Yeah. Well, I did my best to like try to like do all the lines too. Like as I was hosting the party, and I was like, you know, this next band is cream of the crop. You know,
like, yeah. Staying in character. Yeah.
That's
awesome. Until my voice blew out. You know, I was like, just try to do. It's hard to do that Macho Man voice for very long. Like,
yep.
I sounds even there, better when it's all raspy and right. busted.
There's a local at sounds our like my voice bars later. Around here that thrives off good, that right? voice. Oh, God, can you Randy Savage?
Yeah.
You don't even want to get him started.
Corey? No, Kevin's obsessed
no,
with
you're
wrestling.
Talking about Max. Max is Randy Savage.
Max
impersonation. No, Max Armbruster.
Oh, my God, oh. Yes, Max Armbruster. Well, he has that voice anyway, though.
What you gonna do, bro?
Seriously, that's how he talks almost normally.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I get the, you can do a little bit of Hogan there, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Get your power. When Hulkamania runs wild on you.
I think we're hitting it all. We've got SpongeBob and pro wrestling and stuff. We're
mailboxes.
Mailboxes. Oh yeah, this girl hit my mailbox yesterday.
But it was an accident.
Backed up into it. I don't care if it was. No, you didn't.
Well, you can follow along with Morning Mountain now on Facebook and Instagram, and we'll keep you up to date with more dates coming soon. But yeah, come out. Dress up for your dollar off beers at the
Main Street
Bistro
and Espresso Bar
on October 28th, Saturday night. Is that what 7 or 8 or what was the start time?
We usually start at 9. I think doors are at 8 though.
Cool. Yeah, man. Come on out for that.
Show up at 8 and see. Maybe you'll see our surprise costumes.
Yeah. There you go. You get a little kickstart on it on the night.
We did one more live here, and this is Damn. Anything around this one?
Some would say it's darn.
There is a cookie. Some would say it's darn.
Who's
yeah.
a sad?
Who,
I'm just kidding.
This lady doesn't cuss at all. And
she doesn't cuss unless she's singing Vince's lyrics.
Yeah, right?
I'm not a cusser.
I convinced her to actually say the cuss words that we say. There's not very many, but I mean, like...
Not very many.
There's like one every really four songs, maybe.
You take the Lord's
I'm pretty.
Name,
I'm pretty
baby,
clean.
Boy.
I'm pretty, and I'm pretty fucking clean. Okay. No, but Damn was written right after the first album release, actually, and I wrote it for this girl, or not? Didn't write it for her, but I wrote it like
heard it
for
first.
Her to sing. Yes, I guess I wrote it for her to sing with me on it. It was originally written as a duet and. Yeah, there's actually that thing on Facebook. What the fuck was that? At Jesse's house, actually.
You're talking about Susan?
Yeah.
He wrote the song because he really wanted a girl to harmonize with his voice.
Pretty
That's
much.
That's literally
Pretty
the
much.
Reason that he did that. And now singing. We have a girl to harmonize with him on every song.
Oh,
was right. sitting right next.
And she's really good.
Remember right now, Sean?
You're gonna make me cry over here.
Cordova playing djembe.
Was that? No, it wasn't.
I was too, but yes, he was.
Was he really? That old man. I love that old man.
Did you say this guy's
like a Cordova? like the guitar.
Yeah.
The guy plays for Jason Fowler. Is that that guy?
No.
Cordova. He's just a veteran of our military.
Right.
Okay.
He's a veteran.
Awesome.
He is pretty cool.
Respect.
He comes up to all like any band that's playing at the office or whatever. He'll just come up and just bring his djembe and just like play along on stage and just let him come up there. But
I'll invite him every time.
Oh yeah, no, he's great. He really is. But yeah,
I miss that dude.
He's been around, kind of. I don't know.
No, I know. I've been away.
That's true.
Yeah.
But, pretty much. I don't know. I just wanted to write a duet, honestly, just for the hell of it. And then Susan was a bust, and you know what? This is the only female vocalist that we can actually get to stick around. Wow, that sounded really bad. Actually, I didn't mean it like that.
I was like,
all I'm saying is it's really nice to have somebody that's dedicated.
Sure.
She's very good at it too.
She's very organized.
And Vince is very unorganized.
Oh, I'm super unorganized.
I'm not going to throw him under the bus here, I'm just going to leave it subtly at that. I'm going to say, on the other hand, the first time that she showed up to band practice, she showed up with a binder with our lyrics laminated.
I had help with the typing, and
this is the guy. I'm not gonna. Okay, definitely seen a set list written on a napkin before,
and one of those paper boats you put nachos in.
Oops.
Yeah, there's been one of those. There's been a piece of cardboard.
Yeah.
All right. That was pretty unorganized.
Thank you, Amber.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Seriously, yeah, you helped a lot.
No problem.
9 times out of 10, I forget something to bring to the show.
She's the Mother Teresa of the band.
It's very true.
Amen, hallelujah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Well, very cool. So you think taking that approach to wanting to write a duet, do you think that kind of sparked the rest of the stuff to wanting to have the two voices in the band and stuff?
Yeah, like... There's been, like, I don't know, I've tried to, Travis actually tried to harmonize with me at the beginning, but I have too high of a register for it to sound good, basically, and that was, that wasn't the start of it, though. Yeah, that was pretty much, like, the song Damn was definitely to where I was like, you know what, I definitely need someone to harmonize with me, you know, and... Yeah.
Oh, really rounds things
out. And there was more than one female vocalist that did vocals on that song. There was Susan, and then there was Danielle.
Oh yes, there was Danny. She was my girlfriend at the time, actually. And
former band.
By the way, never date anybody in your band. It's a horrible idea.
Yeah,
former.
It does not work.
Except for Kevin.
Kevin.
Good luck.
No, but.
Yeah, that's, I mean, like, lately we've had a few that are making it work, and, like, Jason Isbell and his wife Amanda, they play together a lot, and Chris Stapleton and his wife play in the band together and stuff, you know, so it's, like, it's cool to see, like, there's something really unique about what there are those relationships, and, like, watching them play together live, and, like...
There's a lot of chemistry.
Yeah, for sure, like, but, yeah, it's, I mean, again, it's... You know, it doesn't work for everybody, but it's just like neat to see like whenever they can make it work. And
Amber plays with her boyfriend too.
Yep.
In another project.
Sweet spot.
Is that how how you snagged her up? You saw her play with her boyfriend. You were like, "Ooh, we're gonna steal her."
Oh, come on.
We were looking.
No, we were at open mic night. He was doing some of his songs. And then people went up there and was playing, and then I'm like, okay, I'll sing along. So
people,
I did like,
wasn't it? Oh wait, that's right. That was a night with Joe and
random people. I don't know their names.
Yeah.
It was just a place that I played a lot. Wait.
Cool.
Go ahead.
Walk along.
It was just a the coffee shop that what we were talking about when we were playing on the 28th. Yeah, they have open mics there every Friday, and basically I would play like the same five or six songs, I guess, and not in the same night, but she ended up learning Making Hands actually. And, well, learning at least how to harmonize with it. And then, yeah, just came up one day, or while I was up there, and I was just like, oh my god, this is good.
Do you want to be a part of the band? I'm like, yeah. Heck yeah, I do.
Nice.
I mean, freak yeah.
Frick yeah.
Frick yeah. I only picked up Frick because of Shannon.
One time she says that over here at this lovely practice space, and me and Kevin just could not breathe.
Who says that?
Me.
No, it made so much sense. I couldn't control myself.
Well, very cool. Well, again, keep an eye out for that debut album coming soon.
Oh, please.
Follow along online and come on out to Festus on the 28th and see him live. We got I'm sure we'll have plenty more coming soon.
Hey, and we need to go to your costume show.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, mine's the 27th at the Firebird. I'm hosting a homie Halloween Bash 2.
Ooh, yeah. Like the old quarter machines?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The little quarter machine figures?
Yeah. Oh, the homies.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the homies. Yeah, I used to love those.
They
had,
look the like MS-13 gang members.
Yeah, right. I had the little juggalo. Yeah.
But yeah, just a bunch of our buddies. We're all, it's just a fun show we put together last year, and we're like, we'll do it again this year. And
is it rappers? Or
no, they're all six like modern alternative rock bands and stuff.
Okay.
The lineup last year was great.
Yeah. This year we do have one, Common Jones is kind of a little more hip-hop in there, hip-hop, reggae, rock kind of stuff. They got a cool thing going on, but other than that, it's pretty, well, and Discrepancy's headlining it also is, has ATG.
That sounds familiar. And,
he just did a track with Brandon Suarez.
Yeah.
Who did?
ATG from Discrepancy.
Yeah. They're great, but yeah, they're like, they have the rock guitars, but he raps out, like, kind of that Linkin Park kind of thing they got going on a little bit with two singers and stuff too. And
yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
So,
rest in peace.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm excited about it. It's gonna be a good night. So,
yeah.
So come out to that 27th, and then come on out
next
party with Morning Mountain on the 28th.
We're the same cast.
Yeah.
Do not take it off.
they'll charge you the extra dollar.
Stay up all night and then go to our show.
Yes. Yeah.
You have to drive back home. Don't do that.
It'll be a fucked weekend.
Uber. Don't worry about home. It. No problems. Ain't worried about that.
Or Amber's going to be sober, so she'll take you home.
Yeah, Mother Teresa. She'll give you a ride. Free charge.
Well, very cool. Well, I appreciate y'all doing this, taking some time to hang out and share some stories with me.
Absolutely.
And hopefully we'll do this again soon
definitely.
With the new record coming out. So
that's a good idea.
Yeah, man.
There we go.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, thanks for having us.
Thanks, everybody.
Yes. Thank you.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Well, yeah, that was it.